Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
On time, Little Alley Cat. What the heck? I thought you were like, I know what it was. You were trying to fake me out. You're like, yeah, she'll show up, and then we won't have the show, and then she'll think we're not having it tonight, and she'll just leave.
Nah, I never think that.
Oh, sure you do.
No, actually, I was having a major problem with my laptop. It was like, come on. And, of course, Firefox is constantly going, would you like to add this update? No. For the 100th time, no. Just let me in.
Yeah, I can see where that would get annoying.
Don't mind the annoying voice in the background.
Is it your evil twin?
Worse.
Your mother?
Yes.
I should not have said that. That's terrible.
Nah. She doesn't mind it.
What a loving relationship you must have.
Yes, we do.
There's nothing, there's no better way to express your love for somebody than your, through making fun and animosity.
Yes, well, I love that.
So, how was your week?
Long and tiring.
Really? Sounds like somebody who has a job.
Yes, someone who took and made up an entire day within 3 days.
You mean in addition to?
Yeah.
So you're working like 3 hours overtime each day.
It wasn't even overtime. It was an hour and a half.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah, because it was still under the 40, and so you couldn't even get, like, extra pay for it.
Yeah. But I got today and tomorrow off for it, so, you know.
Well, you know, at least you got that. At least your boss isn't like, be thankful to have a job and do what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
That wouldn't be fun.
Well, you know, they knew I wanted to take today off, and that was the, how do I want to put it?
Was
that
there
was
a reason
the deal.
You wanted today off? Why is that?
Because yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, yes, I know I said happy birthday on Facebook. Did you even say happy birthday to me on Facebook? I don't think you did. Wow. I got more for you for your birthday than you got for me. Way to go.
We sang to you on your birthday.
That's true. That was lovely. I still didn't listen to the first part of the show where you probably were tormenting me or teasing me or something. I just did not hear it yet. Haven't been able to bring myself to listen. Speaking of which, it occurred to me as I was looking at our little lineup of shows, and you tend to just kind of copy paste the whole, yes, we're going to Argentina, pack your bags, blah, blah, blah. Maybe at the end of the show, we should actually go in and edit part of that description to actually add things like, you know, and we talked about Amy's birthday, and we talked about the Ollie Cat's birthday, and we had a special visit from Pony Genie, or, you know, something that was memorable will also help us for when it's time to do the second anniversary to be able to go back and go, oh, yeah, this was the show where we said we had to remember that. If we add, like, a little side note to that, that would probably be cool. Like, and also for people listening or wanting to listen, we'll see. Oh, look at that, a little extra. Just a suggestion.
I'll look into that. Gadaman is here with us in the chat room today.
Hello. Who is?
Miss Gadaman.
Gadaman. I was just looking at our listener list as well, and yes, I was just thinking of that person. Hello.
Hello. I
First day, new mouth.
You know, I barely talked all day long today, so I guess I'm just not used to it. I'm not used to not talking all day long.
I can't imagine you not talking all day long. You have a job where you don't talk? I mean, how is that even possible for you? How do you subsist?
Oh, no, definitely. No, I talk all day long when I'm at work. But seeing how I was not at work today.
Wait, one moment there. I have a domestic situation.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I'm closing out line, but she may have been confused because earlier I was saying because of the dinner situation. So, do you want to call her? Okay.
Oh, dear. There must be a missing child.
There it is. There's a missing child. She was supposed to be in at 9, but there may have been some confusion over those instructions. But she's like right across the street practically, so I'm not terribly concerned, although she will probably still get yelled at.
Oh, you mean so you can just take the, you know, long hook thing, put it out the window, hook it onto her and yank her right across the street?
Mm-hmm. Not quite that close, but close.
Oh, well. Sounds like a good idea anyway.
No, we don't use long hooks here. We're a little bit nicer than that. So, I'm going to see what else is going on. Come on, we need to talk. We need to converse. That's what we do here.
Let's see.
Have you looked at our listener list? Like some, it just cracks me up sometimes seeing some of the people that have at least once tuned into the show and gotten their little icon up on our listener base.
Yeah, I know. I've laughed about that, too, and it's just hilarious. People who've come on and listened, and it's like, seriously? They listened? Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome. Some of them are pretty awesome.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yay, a new white foal is born. Get on your farm. Hurry up. Finally, something other than a brown foal. I'm so excited. Do you play that anymore? Do I even have a purpose for sending this to you?
Yeah, I still play.
All right, I might actually put your name in here. I need to send these to very special people. Who else do I want to send it to? Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember all these people. All right, yeah, we'll send it to that person. We'll send it to that
person. It's incredible
person.
Our Facebook portion of our show.
I wonder if you get, yeah, there is like five. I think it's like five folds or something you get. Or is it one?
I have no clue, because mine haven't had a baby in months.
Gosh. Well, I'm not sending you one. You're not contributing. There we go. There's another person I thought of. Okay, and I'll send it to... Oh, I need another person to send it to. I've got a few pony people friends on the board on my Facebook, and I can never remember their real names, which is funny. I mean, because, you know, I know they're pony people. I just can't remember which people they are. Sorry, pony people that may be listening, that you are my Facebook friend, but I can't remember who you are on the boards. And I know you sounded almost like you were going to say something, and then I, you know, shockingly enough, rudely interrupted.
Like I said, you know, for some reason, you know, horses just don't seem to actually breed.
Do you have a stallion?
Yes, I have a stallion. I have a permanent live-in stallion.
Yeah, so do I. I have a happy barn, happy horse stable.
And he's got like 29 girlfriends.
Right? You would think there'd be something coming out of there every night.
Exactly. But no, it's only once in a very great while. He'll grace us with a child.
Well, I'm happy I actually got something different. I got a white foal. That's awesome. Because usually I get standard, you know, gray, black, and brown foals.
Yeah, and I don't understand why I don't get anything in mine, and I've got some of the more unique horses in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got the pink pony in there.
The pink pony is the most unique thing I have in mine. And I think I have the white pony. I'd have to look. Yeah, because, you know, doing the show just doesn't really satisfy my attention span. I have to do more than one thing at a time. But the reason is because I let my crops wither earlier, and I'm feeling very bad about that. So,
oops.
Okay, so I have the black pony, the black horse, the pink hair pony, gray horse and regular horse, and the stallion. So I do. I need another interesting pony to put in there. You know what does frustrate me, though, is when you do actually have them give birth to a nice little unique foal, and you don't get one.
Yeah, I know. That is so not fair. They give birth to something, and it's like, wait a minute, why don't I get one?
Yeah, seriously. When that happens, I mean, come on. They should have twins all the time.
Oh, yes. Let me see. Let's see. What do I have in here? I've got the Brenton horse, the miniature horse, the Esquirian horse, the
Esquirian? I have no idea. Go on.
I think that's the alien horse. The alien collection.
Yeah, no kidding. You're not having any ponies, huh?
And then the Camarade horse, the pink-haired horse, a white stallion, an Appalachia, Appaloosa, and a Haflinger.
You have all that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, of course
that's
I have.
Problem. You've got... High and mighty, I'm not going to have any foals and ruin my body ponies.
Man, no kidding. I've got 17 brown horses, one gray horse, two black horses, and two Mustangs. And I've got 29 other horses other than my white stallion. In total, I've got 30 in. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The stallion just paid me some money. That's about all he's done. He keeps paying me money, though.
That's good. That's good.
Wish you'd give me some kids.
Hey, at least we're still on ponies. We're still talking about ponies. That's good.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are still technically on topic.
Speaking of ponies, I actually got some ponies. Did you just take my phone? Yeah, you did. Here, let me give you the number. Oh, I was going to give you their house number in case, you know, his phone is dead or some other thing. Please excuse us while we're having child-rearing difficulties. Do you want Emily's phone number? I mean, because I know I actually get an answer when you call the house. This one. All right. Okay, now we can talk about me again. Ponies. Yes, I actually got some ponies this week. I think I went into, like, a thing where I didn't buy, like, any ponies for, like, a month. I didn't touch anything, and I was, like, you know, just having a lapse in my whole pony thing. And then I, like, all of a sudden, I said, okay, I need to buy ponies. And I don't know, I'm not just going to buy, like, a $5 pony. I'm going to buy, like, an expensive pony. And I did. So,
ooh.
I need some music to go up to the pony room.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do some.
That's it? Oh, God, you are so cutting me off. All right, here we go.
Okay, you wanted to go again?
No, we're in the pony room. Now we have to get the smell before it all goes out. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, we're in the pony room. Who did I get this week? I got, where'd she go? I think it's Himmelstanzer. I hope that's the one. It's the German sky dancer. I think it's Himmelstanzer. You might have to look that one up for me. Somebody's gonna correct us. Check the boards. Somebody get on that. But it's the yellow one that's not a Pegasus with the second year rainbow set of colors with the tropical kind of colors. And she's awesome. She looks pretty awesome. She's perfect. She's absolutely perfect. Oh, my gosh. You know how I am about perfect ponies. They just really get me. And I got two other perfect ponies. I mean, it's been a great perfect pony week. I got Patch and Clover from the Seven Tails. And, yes, I used to have them. But I got them again. And they're gorgeous and perfect, and they were on kittens' want list. So we are a happy, happy family now. We got three ponies this week that, like I said, and obviously it's a German pony, you know, well, it's more than a $10 pony. So anytime it's more than that, that's a big deal. Actually, they were all more than $10, so...
Yep, that's Himmelstanzer, all right.
Himmelstanzer, yes, I had the name right. I'm so impressed with myself. Oh, come on, kitty. Come on, Dowdy. I'm sorry. I went into the pony room without you. Bad mommy. And she's like, you're damn right. I mean, darn those beavers and them dams.
No, it's pretty bad when someone actually points out to you, by the way, I think your crops died today. It's like, yeah, I think they died Monday.
Yeah.
That's just how busy of a week I've had.
No, you're just a cruddy Farmville person. Are you kidding me? You stink. You don't fertilize people's crops. You don't send them gifts. You don't respond to, I need more stuff to build my XYZ. You let your crops wither. You don't even do anything interesting with your landscape, okay?
You know what it is? I just don't have enough time. You know, the work's just been driving me insane, and I'm hoping to change that soon. So,
well,
that's
all here or there. I am in the pony room early because I wanted to bask in the glory of my recent acquisitions. So, I'm basking and sniffing. And I have to also say I'm very, very excited that none of them smell like cigarettes. It's an unfortunate, strange thing that happens when I get packages from overseas. It's like most of the time they smell like cigarettes when I get them from overseas.
Hmm.
And I have to always remember to ask if it's a smoking home or not when I'm getting ponies. You'd be surprised how many people don't tell you. And that's hard. Hey, after my Dutch Shell experience of trying to get the smoke smell out of that poor girl, well, once you've had that kind of a disaster, you never forget. I think she's finally smells okay. Let me go check her out. How you doing, girl?
Okay, unfortunately, my collection unfortunately does smell like smoke because, unfortunately, I live with my mother.
Tanya, you've got to be, like, going and getting, like a storage, climate-controlled, outside of the house, pay your neighbors or something. I mean, you can't be leaving your babies in that environment.
Unfortunately, have to. At least until we can afford to move out.
Well, you do what you gotta do.
Once we move out, we'll have a nice little place to live, and they'll have their own room, finally.
Yeah, you know, free rent is a really hard thing to compete with.
Well, actually,
I mean, I'm guessing you get free rent. You might not have free rent, but... If you do, that's just really hard to compete with.
Well, I paid for a good portion of the house bills, so that's what we consider my rent, so.
Okay.
Well, it's quite a bit of money.
So no pony acquisitions for you this week? No pony stories? No pony joy?
Yeah, I actually was going to Target this week to acquire a pony.
Really?
And,
why? What pony are you going to acquire at Target?
I was going there for this year's Halloween pony, and I go into the Halloween section, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing Littlest Pet Shop, I'm seeing Play-Doh, I'm seeing Mr. Potato Head.
No pony this year, huh?
No pony at all.
Hmm. Well, you know, maybe that's because they're gearing up for the new line. The new line is going to be coming out probably next month. I think it's all happening, like, at the same time. So maybe they're like, you know, what do we do? Do we put out another lame Pinkie Pie, or do we just hold off because we're ending that production while we're gearing up for the new production?
That's what I told Mom. We were leaving the section, and she goes, isn't that strange? I said, actually, I think they're actually foregoing the Halloween holiday pony this year, because they are gearing up for the big new release next month. So basically, that'll kind of be in time for Halloween. So we can kind of think of that as the Halloween ponies.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. You know, I do not mind at all, and I'm actually quite excited about seeing the new ponies, even if they're a little odder. my daughter. And see, that's another thing we have to remember. You know, what we think was cool growing up isn't always what this generation is going to like the best. But, you know, the whole anime is becoming a bigger and bigger deal in the States and in other parts of the world. And this new line has a very anime feel to it. My daughter is gaga for it. I mean, as gaga as you're going to get when you're 14, so. I'm happy. I'm happy it's bringing some new, fresh excitement to the pony world. But speaking of excitement, aren't we going to talk about more Argentinian ponies this week, which is such an exciting country to talk about?
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, I do have to mention one thing.
Okay.
If you go to Red Lobster and you order the Big Berry Daiquiri or any of the big drinks, when they say big, they mean ask for two straws.
Good to know.
Because seriously, I did that yesterday, and I said, "Oh, that looks good." Yeah, when she came with the drink and set it down, I looked at it and it's like, "Dear Lord, it's the deep end of the swimming pool for ponies."
Wow, that's big. That's really big.
And believe it or not, I drank the entire thing. I was quite amazed that I got the entire thing down.
Okay. I can only imagine what that was like.
Yeah, I got all of that down. I just couldn't get the rest. I couldn't get the rest of the dessert we ordered down.
Oh,
but I can't drink that. Well, let's see. When you have the all-you-can-eat shrimp, mozzarella sticks, salad.
These are no longer ponies. Unless they were pony-shaped mozzarella sticks, we are veering off the track.
Hey, I fear I just would have to mention that.
Well, definitely good to know about Red Lobster and their margarita, daiquiri, whatever. So basically, if you want to get really hammered with a really big drink, go to Red Lobster.
Oh, yes. If you want to get tipsy with just one drink, just go to Red Lobster.
They really should be paying us for that advertisement.
So, okay, back to what we actually are we are supposed to talk about.
Were you going to say recording? It sounded like you were going to say recording. Back to what we're recording. Yes, we're actually going to talk about ponies again this week.
Woo-hoo.
So awesome. I actually thought about ponies. Before we go on, I actually thought about ponies today. Well, I mean, I think about ponies every day. But while I was at school today, I was the first day of my Japanese Zen Buddhism class, which is a whole nother story for a non-pony show. One of the assignments is to find a place in your home that's like a sanctuary where you're supposed to meditate for 5 minutes a day. And they're like, you know, try to find that special place. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe the pony room? So, I actually was thinking of the pony room in class today because that's my special place.
There you go.
And then I wondered if I actually do meditate in this room for 5 minutes a day, I was wondering if the phthalate fumes would, like, cause cancer if I was in here too much. And then I'd have to go back and sue my Zen Buddhism instructor because I'm American and that's what us Americans do. We sue people.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say about that. We can go back and actually be on topic again. And isn't there's like something missing I feel like, are we really ready to go on?
Yes, yes, we are. The Pony Genie will not be joining us this week.
Well, this is sad.
I know.
What is she doing?
No, she never really told me what she was doing this week.
She didn't tell me either. That actually leads me to be a little concerned, because Pony Genie is usually all about letting you know everything. I love that about her. She keeps me on board with everything. And she did not give me any information this week. So I'm hoping she's okay. I'm hoping that if she's going through more dental work or something like that, that it didn't get the best of her, and she's out of commission so much that she can't even text. So wherever you are, Pony Genie, check in. If you can, let us know you're alive and that I don't have to send out, like, the rescue team.
Yeah, all she said was can't this week. So, you know, maybe she might be working.
No, if Pony Genie was working, she would say. This means something's, you know, something's not right in Pony Genie's world. And so I think we'll just need to send her extra pony hugs for whatever it is that's got her not communicating as much. Even if it's just being busy at work or busy with your regular life or if it's something else, I think she needs extra pony hugs and pony joy from us. We love you, Pony Genie, man.
Hurry up. Thank you. And, of course, you know, well, of course, it may be the fact that what ponies were moving on to next might be why she's not here.
Oh, I get it. See, I'm still in the pony room, so it's like, what? Yeah. No, it could be. It just might be too sensitive a topic for her.
Yes. And, of course, it is. It would be.
Dun, dun, dun.
The premier venting first tooth. Baby!
Oh, God. Yes, it's a baby. It's baby ponies. Baby first tooth ponies. Some of them
of course,
are actually really cute.
Of course, you know, we have been talking about baby ponies for the last 2 weeks, so, you know.
More babies.
You gotta admit, Argentina, like, they took these babies, and they were like, oh, my God, oh, yes.
They did this with all their ponies. Argentina really embraced My Little Ponies. I mean, holy cow, and it's still, I mean, with the amount of stuff they have, I cannot believe we did not know about Argentinian ponies for as long as we did. I mean, it's like, you know, all right, so, like, we just recently discovered Colombian ponies. Well, that's not a big shock. It's not like we've seen this huge treasure trove come out of there that's just, like, indicative that they've done, you know, a couple hundred unique ponies all their own. I mean, maybe a few. Or maybe you find a few coming out of Mexico or something. But, I mean, the vast amount of unique ponies that Argentina produced, that alone you would have thought we would have known about them a little sooner. But I guess, you know, with the internet and everything else, it was an amazing time to be a pony collector. Let me tell you, right around the year 2000, when the internet was a full force of nature, now starting to really get into people's lives, and all of a sudden, all this stuff from around the world becomes available, and what do you mean there's 1,000 more ponies that we didn't know about? But it is. It's still shocking.
Because,
you know, even back then, I knew people that had collections and ponies from lots of places in Europe. Argentinian ponies were like the undiscovered treasure trove for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. They're an awesome, awesome country of ponies. Sorry, I know I'm just blabbering on about them, but so we're gonna talk about them. Who's first? Who's the first baby to talk about?
First up, oh my God, I think she is the quintessential. You can call her the Pinkie Pie of G1s, because seriously, She keeps coming back up.
But cotton candy? I don't know. I'm not even looking at the thing.
Yes. It is baby cotton candy who is bright pink with lighter pink hair, pink purple eyes, three white freckles on her nose, and her symbol is three white dots. But you know, she is so much cuter than Pinkie Pie sometimes.
Well,
you see her over and over again, but she is still cuter.
I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because we don't see cotton candy quite as much as we see Pinkie Pie. I think Pinkie Pie just stepped over the whole, went from cute to completely obnoxious after about her, I don't know, 50th incarnation.
And at least this one, she changes herself.
You know, there is a coup d'etat in progress in Ponyville, and we're waiting to hear the results of that from Ponyland.
Okay.
Just wanted you to know. Heads up, people. Things are going down.
Oh, yes.
Right now, communication's been cut off, and I'm not getting in reports live right now. We're just hoping that Spike and everybody who's in there reporting on the scene is okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It is so not good.
I don't know. Kind of depends on what happens. It could be good. As long as no coins are hurt in the process, you know?
I mean, as long as they're not hurt.
But I don't think anybody would be hurt. So, we got Cotton Candy. Who's next?
Wait. Cotton Candy came in two forms.
Oh, did she?
Yes. The second form is Salmon Pink with a white forelock, while the rest of her mane and her tail is light green. Her eyes are blue. She has a first tooth. This baby even has a few freckles on her nose. But her symbol is green pebbles.
Yeah, she's a cool looking one. She's kind of interesting.
Oh, yes. And this one.
But is it safe to say that all the first tooth babies have freckles on their nose and a tooth?
See, I don't know. The other ones, it doesn't say whether or not they have the freckles. But I'm looking at the photo, and I don't see freckles on the other two. But this version of Cotton Candy was actually produced in 1987 by Plasterima.
Is that different from the other ones?
I think it is. Plasterama. If I remember correctly.
About who? Well, let me look. You continue talking. Let me look at some other Argentinian pony and see if I have a maker. Oh, we got the Top Toys. Top Toys. And you said Plasterama, huh?
Oh, yes.
So maybe that is what is significant about that piece of information. Let's see, because the two Argentinians that still managed to stay mint on card in my house are both from Top Toys.
See, here it says right here, ponies from Argentina seem to have been made by one or two companies. My Little Pony seems to have been made primarily by Top Toys under license from Hasbro, but also has been told that some ponies were made by a company called Plasterama.
And there you have it. That's one of them.
There you go.
Are we done with the cotton candies?
Yes, we are done with the cotton candies. We're going to move on now. We're going to move up one. And we're going to talk about It's Baby Confetti.
Yay. Sorry, Baby Confetti never really did it for me.
Oh, come on. She's bright green with pink hair and a white forelock. And her symbol is red and green confetti.
Argentina shouldn't have really messed with green. Green was not a forte for their color palette.
I guess we best go move on then, huh?
I mean, baby confetti is an awesome concept because we don't have a baby confetti elsewhere, but they really just shouldn't have gone green. That green just should have been eliminated entirely from their from them. Yeah, move on.
Next up is Baby Butterscotch, who is yellow with blue eyes and red butterflies as her symbol. Her hair is light blue, but also has a light pink streak in her forelock.
And I have this one.
Woo!
Yay!
She's looking perfect.
And she came with a little yellow bow, and she came with a sippy cup and everything else, but she is so stinking cute. I had to get her because she's a baby butterscotch, and nobody else has a baby butterscotch.
I know.
Absolutely love that about Argentinian ponies is all the babies they made that nobody else did. They're like, it's like they knew. They looked at the line and said, what's wrong with these people? Why is there no baby butterscotch, no baby confetti, no baby posy, no baby sparkler? You know, they look at this and they knew. They knew there was a problem here. They filled in those holes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of them. Even though the color isn't exactly like butterscotch, she's awesome. Let me tell you, the symbols on her are perfect. I mean, sometimes you think other countries, you start wondering about quality of manufacturing in some cases. But Argentina did really well, I would say, you know, with the exception of a couple minor issues. You got to say that the quality of your Argentinians are pretty good. And I adore my baby butterscotch. She's awesome. And, of course, she does suffer from the curse of the fading pink hair.
Aww.
It seems to be something of a universal problem. Except we did cover one country that didn't have fading pink hair problems. I'm wondering which country that was. Was that the UK? Mm-hmm. No, the UK had it too. Italy? Oh, gosh. I think it was Italy. They might not have. I remember we were all like, wow, a country that doesn't have fading pink hair. It was like so long ago. It was like last year. Gosh. That wasn't last year. It was earlier this year. But still, yes, her little pink forelock is like other pink, prone to fading. Because I have her, and it is lighter pink than it was when I got her.
Ooh. Oh, is it fading nicely or is it just fading horribly?
What's the difference? It's fading. The good news is it's only a tiny little strip, so when it turns white, it doesn't look terrible. It's not turning into a yellow, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, that's good.
You know how some of the pinks out there are fading. Sorry, I think I just chin dialed. Was that you?
No, that was you.
That was me. Okay, I chin dialed. No, it seems like it's fading into a white. But then again, it's on a yellow body. You know, there's no way of telling for sure. You get that whole optical illusion thing going on. It could be a yellowish white that it's going to turn into. But being on a yellow pony, you won't be able to tell because the saturation of yellow of the body will pull it out and the hair will look whiter. So if you're going to have fading pink, I guess that would be the one to have it on. Of course, that seems to be what it was always on, Posy and Kiss Curl, and oh well. There's still a minuscule amount of pink left in it, but it doesn't matter that much. Just so you all know, probably going to get harder to find them with pink hair. Heck, it's hard to find them to begin with. As much as I would love to talk about her all day because she's here and she feels like the show should be all about her, I guess we'll move on. If it can't be all about me, it has to be all about one of my ponies. And if it can't be about that, then I guess we'll just have to, you know, come out of our delusional state. Who's next?
The next up it's one of my favorites.
Moon Dancer?
Baby Moon Dancer!
Boy, this is so fun playing this game when you're not in front of the computer. Guess that pony!
She is light blue with bright green eyes, yellow hair with a bright green forelock, Her symbol is light gray star surrounding a red crescent moon.
What color is the body?
It's supposed to be a light blue.
Yeah, this is another one of those ones that I thought was a little too weird. I love Baby Moon Dancer, don't get me wrong, but the color combo was a little bit, Sometimes it works. Like when they did it on Baby Sparkler, the white and the red and the blue looked not so bad. But I didn't like it so much with the Baby Moon Dancer.
Yeah, I know. I think it might have been also the hair thing. The blonde with the green.
That's just yuck. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just yuck.
If I could get someone to re-hair her.
No. Rehairing as far as I'm concerned, rehairing just devalues the pony to zero for me, okay? I do not want anything to do with a rehair. There are some people that are okay with it, but at the very least, you take a rare pony and you rehair it, and you're talking about like 75% decrease in price. I mean, come on. I would think you'd be able to get more, unless that hair is completely butchered, even in that case, though. If I had to choose, I don't know. I might go with the original rather than a rehair. Unless it looks like one of them weird sphinx cats or like one of those weird nakey dogs that only have a couple sprigs left of hair. Then I think a rehair would be in order. I'm a pony purist. I'm sorry. Yes,
I'm
the pony purist / snob. The longer I'm in the pony community, I think in some ways the more unbearable I get in my expectation. I like to think that everybody knows me as having, if not the world, not the biggest, because I do not have the biggest, but I probably have the mintiest collection known to man.
Oh, yes.
Gotta have something.
The way you talk, yes, you do.
Well, so far, the consensus for all the pony collectors that have been in here believe so. I had Jewel in here a couple weeks ago, and she was even like, well, it's true. The rumors, the myth, it's true. Oh, my gosh. You smell the pony room, like, when you're walking up the stairs. It's so awesome. Even with the door shut, you can smell the pony room. You, like, know what's coming. You're like, I know what's up there.
There's somewhere.
All the scent. So who's? I'm so sorry. I just totally went off track. You were talking about another pony, and I went off into my. I think it's the fumes. The fumes are getting to me, guys. Which one are we talking about after Baby Moon Dancer?
Up next, we come into the Baby Rainbow Ponies.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't realize. These are the guys, I never got any, and I always kind of think I should have, but for some reason I didn't. Again, it was that money thing, I think, that got in the way.
Oh, yes. Probably.
Yeah,
up
I think
first, I... Up first is Starbow in her pink form with blue, red, green hair. She has blue eyes. And she has a rainbow and a star as her symbol.
Starbow, this is the pink one?
This is the pink version.
Yeah, but aren't they all Earthlings? Like, Starbow in the U.S. is a Pegasus.
This one, yes, is a Earth girl.
I think they're all Earth girls, aren't they, in the Argentinian version?
Yes. Oh, yes. And next... is her aqua version with light pink, red, and light purple hair and green eyes.
Is it all the same symbol?
It's the same symbol.
Which is, describe the symbol again. Just a rainbow? Does it have stars at the bottom?
Rainbow with a star at the end, like a falling star.
That might be, yeah, Baby Starbow is a, yeah. The white one. I can never remember that one. But I don't have Starbow on hand. Believe it or not, I thought I did. I can't find her. But I have the other three. And the white one in the U.S. has a rainbow with stars. It might be that version. But in the U.S., they all have unique rainbow symbols. And we have a unicorn and we have the Pegasus. But for these Argentinians, we only have the Earthlings with the same symbol. I'm going I'm going to actually go down onto the computer and see what we're looking at. Because their symbol might also be different from the U.S. ones. Just all right, so we're leaving Pony Room. Get some oxygen again. Whew! Feeling a little lightheaded.
Almost as lightheaded as you were getting last week?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember last week. Must have been good if I can't remember it. Where's the child?
Has the child returned?
Apparently she did, very quietly. Alright, let's go see these ponies. You continue talking while I get up to speed with you guys. Hey, speaking of talking, is anybody at the board saying anything, or is everybody just contently listening?
Looks like everyone's contently listening. I think when we were talking about green confetti, Miss Getzman said green. Green?
Yeah, green. Bad, bad color choice. Seriously bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, the green works on the baby cotton candy, but just when they use it as a green body, no, bad.
Yeah. That does not look very cute. Well, do you want me to move on to the next set?
No. Just give me a second here, because I am doing a quick... It's only going to take me another second. I'm almost there, people.
Take your time.
Yeah, don't fall asleep on me, all right?
You know, this is horrible. Like, you know, I slept in today, and I'm tired again.
You're tired again?
Yes.
Okay, you were right. No, see, Baby Starbo is the symbol. Baby Starbo is white in the U.S. And she's the symbol that they used on all the Argentinians. Baby Brightbo is the pink Pegasus in the U.S. And that's the one that I apparently cannot locate in my herd. But that's where things got a little confusing for me. So, yes, Baby Starbo, they use the same pose and the same symbol. They just changed her body and hair color. And they didn't represent the other rainbow babies. Okay, now we're all up to speed, and I don't feel totally stupid.
Okay, we ready for the next set?
We surely are.
It is Primera Comida, First Food Baby Ponies.
They go with the first tooth, because you get a tooth, now you got to use it.
Yes. And the first one up is a... Aqua Pony with pink hair, pink eyes, and her symbol is a white bunny with magenta features and wearing a magenta bow tie.
Wearing a magenta bow tie? Oh, the symbol. I'm looking at the pony going, she's not wearing a magenta bow tie. Sorry, I must be tired or something today.
You think?
I think I might be out of it a little bit. No, these aren't. All right, so I think there are. There's some Argentinian babies that are not here that I believe have actually been made. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue on. You discuss them, and I shall do my research. To find my missing, what I suspect to be missing in information.
Up next is another one. She is pink, an orange Pegasus pony. Oh, I might want to mention that the last one was a Pegasus, but this one's also a Pegasus, orange with blue hair. The symbol is two purple paper human cutouts over a pair of green scissors.
Okay. Well, they are so-so for me. I don't know. For some reason, the bib ponies just don't do it for me. But her, these are like, yeah, these are like the copycats of not Playtime. Same symbols as another of the U.S. ponies that had the bibs. You know what I'm talking about?
I think most of the baby ponies had bibs.
No, I mean specifically that type of bib that we see on the Argentinian pony. Trying to remember the name. The names are totally
bandana.
Not bandana. Look at the bib. The bib is like white, and it's got like a print of like a bear or something like that on it. Instead of the terry cloth bibs with the little hearts that so many of the baby ponies came with, this is a different bib. This is the peekaboo baby bibs. That's what it is. So these are the peekaboo baby symbols of Baby Noddins and Baby Snippy, and also the bibs that they used on the peekaboo babies, which is not like the bandanas and not like the terry cloth baby bibs. So that's where they got the symbols and the bibs, but their heads are not, you know, turning necks and stuff like that. They don't have the weird, you know, food stuck in their throat look. But also, I'm looking, and it looks like there are some missing information about some babies here.
Oh, yes, there is there's Baby Ribs, who is also a first meal baby.
Well, I'm talking about there's an Argentinian Baby Ribs?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on Kit Kat's site.
Okay. Good.
She looks like she is light blue, pink eyes, and whitish hair.
Okay, I'm getting to my other additional information site. Yes, there is a Baby Ribs, yep, blue Pegasus pink hair, right? And there is another one. There is a couple versions, I guess, of Baby Noddins. Apparently there's three versions. Did it say that on that site?
Mm-mm.
Apparently there's an aqua one with yellow hair, an aqua one with pink hair, and an aqua one with melon hair. But they're currently debating if she may be one of the other two, the melon-haired one. But there's definitely at least two versions, one with yellow hair and one with pink or melon hair.
There you go.
Very definitely. And there's apparently a baby graffiti,
mm-hmm.
as well as the baby ribs.
Oh, yes.
Does Kit Kat have the graffiti? I got to go to her site, too.
Baby graffiti is a white Pegasus with pink hair. Looks like lavender eyes.
Let's see what this other site says. Baby graffiti, white Pegasus, pink hair. Yeah, it doesn't say what her eye color is on this site.
And you know what the funny thing is? They're all first tooth babies, too.
You mean they made them first tooth babies on out of the same they both have first tooth, but they're not part of the first tooth set.
Right.
Well, that's because the tooth has been in for a while now. Now they're eating.
There we go.
So, yeah, come on, get with it. But there is a whole, and I'm looking. There's a whole line of baby ponies that looks like is not on the Where the Rainbow Ends site.
I'm looking through Kit Kat.
I don't see them on Kit Kat, so I'm looking on a different Argentinian site, which is Peachy Fairy Moose's site, where she has a bunch of the Argentinians, and there was a set of Drinkin' Wet, Moja Panal.
I'm looking at them right now on Kit Kat's site.
Oh, you found them on Kit Kat's? Because I'm looking.
They're to the first.
There they are. They sure are.
First up is an orange baby Cuddles with blue hair. Then there is green baby Cuddles with, looks like, blonde hair. And then yellow baby Cuddles with pink hair.
And when we say baby Cuddles, do not be confused into thinking the baby Cuddles from the pram. This is the Drinkin' Wet baby Cuddles, which is the watering can that's putting water onto a growing flower.
Yes.
But don't, when we say Cuddles, you know, there's different baby Cuddles, distant twin.
Yes.
But, you know, sire went off and had a baby with another woman, and it was still, like, you know, baby Cuddles Jr., and then there was some sibling rivalry, and it was not pretty, but they've all made nice. Awkward silence.
She is cute. She is adorable, and there's three versions.
And they came with some neat stuff. They came with some neat stuff.
I'm in shock. That's why I'm not saying anything.
You're in
shock?
You think they're cute? I really am not one for the Drinkin' Wets. The big old gaping hole in their mouth is something that just doesn't work for me.
Well,
I'm not
from this vantage point. This vantage,
from that vantage
point, they're cute. As long as you don't turn around and look them dead straight in the face.
Yeah, this was one of those sets that I got them all, and then I said, no, I just don't like these guys. They're leaving. And then I sold them all. And I do not regret it. I do not miss them. They really are just did not work for me. They were a really cute concept. I think if I was a kid, I would have wanted to have them just because that would be so fun. But for collecting purposes, the big old hole just. And, you know, I bet, you know, I'm sure there's some people think that's just super adorable and everything, but it didn't work for me. Although I really like the color combination of the orange and blue. I don't know why. It just reminds me of Bluebell, the UK Bluebell, and that, for some reason, that color combination always works for me when it's that particular shade of orange.
Yeah.
There's another pony that has that color combination as well. Who is it? Oh, well. I'm not going to spend all day trying to figure it out. And, of course, you have the posy, the classic posy color combination there, the yellow with the pink hair and the pink symbol. That's always a winner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, red roses and posy and kiss curl, and there's, like, quite a few yellow with pink symbol, pink hair ponies out there. It seems to always be a good combination. And then we got, I guess, Sports Times Kid, the blue with the gold hair. I think Sports Time visited the stable that day. I always knew that Sports Time was a boy.
Hmm.
What, are you reading the Times? What's going on? You're being way too quiet.
No, I'm just looking at the photos. Oh, never mind. Never mind. No, wait. Nope.
It's cute that they come with, like, they come with little colored diapers and different colored bottles. I like that. I like that they have, and they got cribs. It's a pretty fancy set.
I found an extra Rainbow Pony, baby Rainbow Pony.
Oh, okay, you did. What, were you perusing?
We are going through Kit Kat site, since we do have quite a bit of time, and we're almost done on where the rainbow ends. There was a white version with blue hair, bright red, and lavender purple hair.
Was that not mentioned?
No, the ones on Into the Sea is bright pink and aqua.
Oh, yeah, there was a white version. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that they didn't mention all three. You know, and the symbol is slightly different than Baby Starbo's U.S. symbol. Baby Starbo's U.S. symbol, although it is a rainbow, and it has more of a shooting star, like the stars at the end of the rainbow are like really big on one side. And so this is a different symbol altogether. This is not a symbol from any of the U.S. rainbow babies. I'm going to double verify that, but it is definitely not Starbo's. It is definitely not the purple or blue pony symbol. But because I don't have the pink one, I'm going to double check the pink one, right, Bo? But I'm pretty sure that this is a completely unique to them symbol. Yep, completely unique to them. Because I'm looking at the U.S. ones, and Sun Ribbon's got some cloud stuff going on. Bright Bow's got something very strange with like a moon and the rainbow going down instead of arced. Rain Ribbon's got some clouds and a sun. And then Baby Starbo is the one that's got the closest symbol to what we're seeing with the Argentinians, which is the arched, you know, classic arched rainbow with stars on the ends, but not the way this one is. So, again, if you guys are into variants, this symbol is unique to these Argentinian rainbow babies. That's good to know.
Always good to know that information. But this does bring us to the end of Pony Ponies in Argentina. Up next, we do have Argentina Pony Wear. There was Baby Pony Wear. You have the bunny suit, the dragon suit, and an elephant. But here's the difference. They didn't come with a little pony pal.
Aww.
And they were individual outfits, not the double outfits that we're used to in the U.S.
Huh. Yeah, I see those pretty often, and I guess they've never been ones that I've been particularly compelled to get.
Oh, yeah. And up next is the alternative strike up the band. Which I don't know what's all alternative about it. It looks the same to me.
Well, what does it say?
Well, it's on a Kit Kat site that I'm seeing the strike up the band. And then the Great Skates. Great Skates, it looks like her bandana actually has a little bit of a little bit of stitching in it, and makes it look like a symbol. A little X's and dots all the way around.
Hmm. I'm going to investigate her bandana.
It's her bandana. You know that little bandana? Or the little, whatever the thing is they wear across their head.
With the feather sticking out of it?
No, that's the strike up the band.
Oh, you're looking at something else.
I'm looking at Great Skates.
Great Skates, all right. So sorry, let me go back. See, I had moved on to other areas, and now I need to go back to what we're talking about. Okay, Here we go, all the way down. Where are you seeing this information? Are you looking at KitKat site?
Yeah, I'm looking at KitKat site.
Yep, there it is,
the
Great
site.
States. Oh, yep, that bandana looks a little... There's something about that bandana looks a little different. Headband, there you
headband.
Go.
Headband, that's it.
That's the word. I think the headband for the U.S. version is just stripes. I don't think there's any flowers.
Right. Yeah, and the X's do eventually come together and kind of look like a little flower.
They are flowers, dear. It's a flower in the middle and then, like, kind of like the X, you know, like a
petal,
like petals out there. Do you not have your glasses on, sweetie? They're flowers.
Yes,
they're little pink flowers with little blue dots in the middle.
Yes, I do, but unfortunately, you know, I can't bring the screen that much closer off. I'll just burn my eyeballs out.
Okay, well, they are definitely flowers. It's a very cute headband, actually.
I think it's really cute.
I mean, I almost want that just for the, headband. Because that particular place, pony wear set, whatever you want to call it, never really oohed or awed me, you know. It's a really basic little set. A lot of those original pony wear sets were pretty basic. Again, one of the things I think appeals more to the kids than anybody else.
Oh, trust me, I have several pairs of the roller skates.
Everybody does.
When I was doing the, when I had the time and I was doing photo shoots with the ponies, I had two of the G3s go out on a roller skating date. And they were wearing the roller skates from the Great Skate set, and the girl was wearing the dress from the, what is it, the tennis set?
Pony Love. Is that the white one with the pink and blue stripe around the edge?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Great Skates in the U.S. was just a simple white headband with a pink stripe through the middle. So the Great Skates Argentinian version is a wee bit cuter with the flowers instead of the stripes. The U.S. version is very, you know, very Olivia Newton-John stripe.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Cute. And last but not least, yes, after eight shows.
Yes.
We end.
Was it eight shows that we've been in Argentina?
Eight.
Seriously? Wow.
Here.
I knew we were going to be there all summer, but holy cow, I didn't realize that when I said that it was eight shows ago. And we skipped a show or two, didn't we? So we spent basically it took us almost 3 months to get through Argentina.
Oh, yes. And yes, the last thing is a bed.
Because we are so tired after being in Argentina so long, we need to lay down and go to sleep. It wore me out. I don't know about you, but I am tired.
Me too.
I love Argentina, but gosh, can we please go to another country?
Oh, yes, and guess what? We finished Argentina.
Oh, my gosh.
With 45 minutes left and starting late.
This is what happens when Pony Genie isn't here and we don't go off on some crazy conversation, because you know Pony Genie, if she was here, she would find amazingly off-the-wall things to be commenting about all these guys. I think she'd actually be very upset that we would be leaving Argentina. I think she would draw it out. She'd be like, but no, we need to stay here because there's so many amazing ponies here and we haven't given them the attention they need. And I'm sure, for even the ponies that I make fun of, she always has a way of finding something good to say about them. I am not that kind. you're ugly, you're ugly. I just, you know, I've never been one of those people that can really look at things that are so ugly and be like, oh, they're so ugly, they're cute. No, they're just ugly. And that's, for me, that's the green. That's the Argentina green body ponies. They just don't work.
Oh, yes.
Cool Breeze being an exception because she was that pale, pale, mint greenish, blue, bluish green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the regular green. The rock and beat green and the baby confetti green and the... Bleh. But, you know, for that, they really made up for it. They had amazing ponies aside from them. But, you know, I'm totally, again, trying to just eat up time that nobody really cares about. Talk about the bed. The bed we're going to sleep in.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it really doesn't say much. I mean, I can, let's see, it's aqua with a yellow headboard, pink on the sides as its little trimmings.
This was the bed that was only available, let's see, Rockabye bed. This is the Rockabye bed. Was this available in the States, or was this a UK-only, German, Europe-only set? I don't remember. But the Rockabye bed, either way, I'll figure out whether or not it was a U.S. release as well. No, I think it was a U.S. release. I'm thinking of the other one, the Surprise Twins Mommy Nurse Bed. That one was only released over in the U.K. Specifically go with the Surprise Twins Mommy and her B2 bomber belly. This is the Rockabye bed, which in the States had the white headboard, which makes, I don't know, you know, I'm wondering about this yellow. I'm wondering if it...
It looks like it's in the box. It looks like that is the box.
That's the box. I don't know what Argentina's problem was with some of that stuff. Clouds are not supposed to be yellow, people. And that's what the headboard of the Rockabye bed is. It's a bunch of clouds.
Actually, in the U.S., it was yellow, too.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at it. It's white.
I'm looking at the photo of the box.
I'm looking at the actual playset out of the box.
Then maybe the photo on the box is just different because white really doesn't show up.
Where are you looking at a photo of the box on a U.S. version?
On Into the Sea.
Are they maybe just showing the same picture?
No, they're a totally different picture.
Well, I'm looking at a different site. I'm looking at Dream Valley, and they've got a picture of the playset out of the box, and it is a white headboard, and it is definitely clouds. So I do not have at the moment the other site that has all the mint and box stuff usually up. I don't have that site. Isn't currently working for me to verify what that is. Specialers, foreign, plush, ceramics. Where are they? My Little Pony, mail order. What the heck? Playsets? It was near the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the same picture for the U.S. too, and it looks white. Oh, no, you're right. It does. It looks a little yellow in that picture. That's a little weird.
Of course, you know, you look down, they probably tinted it yellow because if you look down and you look at the crib, it gets very washed out on the box. The white gets very washed out, and I think the bed came after the crib, so they probably tinted it yellow. on the packaging so that you could just see it?
I don't know, or maybe a kid got creative. Who knows? Or maybe it was just the prototype, and it actually was yellow until it got into production, and then it was white.
Maybe.
Probably more likely. So it is entirely possible the same thing happened for this Argentinian version, and the Argentinian version is, in fact, also white. I do not have one myself to be able to verify one way or the other. So, if you have that juicy piece of information, please let us know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking on eBay. And, of course, I'm not seeing anything on eBay. Figures. Yeah. Try 45 seconds, see what happens. If it's not hot enough, maybe a minute. The Chick-fil-A? Try a minute, sweetie.
Hannah, take it out of the cardboard.
Yeah, wrap it with some paper towel or something, or sit it on a paper plate, put paper towel on top of it. Or put it on a plate and put a paper towel on top of it. I don't care. Regular plate, paper plate, put it on something other than the microwave bottom.
Yeah. You're two random comments that just pop out at random times. It's just so funny.
You know, that's what keeps the show going, I'm sure.
There you go.
Got to keep it interesting, these random, oh, yeah, get the Chick-fil-A comments. Chick-fil-A is very not good for you, by the way.
What
you
is
go there
anyway?
And, I don't know. The whole thing is just based on just fried everything. And then they have that fruit cup. Like, people are actually going to buy the fruit cup when it's sitting next to the ice cream and the cheesecake. No. Oh, my gosh, I missed something. I'm such an idiot. All right, this is why I shouldn't go on eBay.
Why? What did you find?
I missed the duvet cover that I've been looking for ever since I sold it 3 years ago, and it sold for $13. It was a UK-only duvet set. It never comes up. I keep looking for it. And I managed to miss it. Dang it.
Base set for what?
Sorry?
The duvet set for what?
Duvet? You know what a duvet is?
Yes.
It was, you know, for a bed. Duvet for covering
a
blanket.
A human bed.
A human
bed. A human
bed.
An
actual
duvet. Okay, I was trying to figure out, when did the ponies have a duvet? I know they had blankets.
Dang it. I'm so upset. I wish I didn't look. I'm just going to, have to, it's like you either have to do eBay or you have to, not touch eBay at all. Because you get on here, or just never look at completed listings. That's the key. Because when you see something you've missed, it wrecks your day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. I am, going to ban myself, at the very least, from ever looking at completed listings. I can't do it. I can't. It tears my heart out, man. Unbelievable.
Oh.
We're done. It's 10:26, and I don't know. I can't say I'm all talked out, but as far as staying on topic, I don't know if I got much more in me.
What? Okay, what is Chick-a-foot?
Huh? Chick-a-foot? What's that got to do with ponies? I said staying on topic. I'm trying so hard to stay on topic for you people.
Well, you know, the person in the chat room is mentioning that it's better than most and also fresher, too. And I'm just completely out of the loop here.
Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
You don't know what a Chick-fil-A is? I am so sorry. Chick-fil-A is like upper middle class KFC.
Oh.
where they use, like, really big hunks of, like, white chicken meat, and, you know, instead of it being, like, 75% breading and hard, it's actually good and juicy, and they have waffle-cut fries with the skin still on instead of just your generic, you know, fries or your big old wedges, and they got a few other variations, but most of the time, you know, it's some pretty good stuff. And they've got these cookie and cream milkshakes that are just the devil. They are just like, I really just need to stay a certain radius away from the place or I will get sucked in by the cookies and cream milkshake. But that's what they are. They're like a fancier KFC.
Okay,
because they're a bit higher quality.
I've never heard of that place.
And it's so funny, too, like, the Chick-fil-A's around here have people, they always have, like, real flowers on their tables. So, like, you know, I remember the first time I went, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of a pretty flower. And then the second time we went, it was, like, a different flower. I'm like, oh, I guess they decided to change flowers. And I look again, I'm like, is that a real flower? And sure enough, they have somebody, like, whose basically main job is just go out there and keep the eating areas clean. They're always clean. They keep them wiped up, and they always have fresh flowers. Now, not sure if this is every Chick-fil-A in the world, but this is definitely our Chick-fil-A. Like, last time we were there were orchids on the table. Those little orchid lilies.
Oh, wow.
The poor man's orchid, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But they're so pretty. They're pretty little things. You know, sometimes they have carnations. Sometimes they would have, like, little different kind of daisy concoction on tables, but they're awesome. And they have the coolest play section, too. Their play section is better than like, the McDonald's or something like that. They have, like, these neat tree forts and stuff. Like, they're, like, basically little tyke stuff, but again,
it
like I said,
it makes you just wish to be that tall and be able to crawl right into it type thing.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much have your basic ball pit and tubes and all that, but mine has also, like, the actual, I don't know if it's Little Tykes or Step 2 or what company made it, but it's, like, a shaped like a tree. It's supposed to be, like, a tree fort. But it's cute. Anyway, they got, yeah, it's just a, yeah, upper class KFC.
That's possibly something that's just not in the Midwest.
Probably not. You guys got plenty of other stuff out there, don't you? I mean, you got Popeyes out there?
Yes.
Okay, and you got your KFC. See, Popeyes kind of got run out of town, I think, by Chick-fil-A here, or at least not in my neck of the woods. There's plenty of Popeyes, I'm sure, in the area still. But I think it's sort of like mayonnaise. You're only going to find it in certain places, you know, certain foods are more popular regionally than others. And
oh,
I think
yeah.
Something like Popeyes and Chick-fil-A would be, like, in competition with each other, demographically speaking. So if you have one, you probably don't have the other.
Right.
KFC probably falls somewhere in the middle of all that mess.
See, here, it all depends upon which store you go to. You can go to the store on this side of town, and it sucks. You can go to the one on the far other side of the town, and it's like
right.
Gold.
Right, so I don't know. I don't know if all Chick-fil-A's do the whole fresh flour bit and everything. I haven't been to a whole bunch of Chick-fil-A's.
That's the one thing. You've always got to wonder about some of these chain places. It's like, you know, at some of them, the food's good. At some of them,
but is it franchise? Is it, if it's a franchise, you know, it could be something else. You know, the guy that just happens to own ours decided that fresh flowers on the table would be a nice touch.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just gonna Google it. Chick-fil-A, fresh flowers, see what comes up. Chick-fil-A, fresh flowers. Game of Chicken pays off for Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I think actually. Yeah, it is. It is a Chick-fil-A thing. There are fresh flowers on the table. That is a Chick-fil-A thing. The If you Google it, you see a whole bunch of little sound bites of talking about going the second mile from having fresh flowers on their tables, accent lighting, upholstered booths. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's nicer. You know, you're not sitting on what reminds you of subway seating, like, you know, in the middle of New York. You're actually sitting on, like, upholstered, cushy booths.
And
you gotta go to Chick-fil-A. It's kind of cool. All right, so I'm not crazy, honey. Chick-fil-A and the fresh flower thing is nationwide. Not a fluke. Yeah. So, sure, everybody's very happy to know that. So even if you don't even eat chicken or anything, you got to go to Chick-fil-A just to see what flowers they have.
Let's see. Find a location.
You're going to make it your mission.
Holy cow.
They're everywhere.
There is one in the state of Illinois.
In the state of Illinois? Is it anywhere near you?
It's 37 miles away.
37 miles. I guess you will not be going to a Chick-fil-A anytime soon.
Well, actually, it's closer if I go there after work.
Oh, yeah? How close is it to work?
Let me see. Because it's in... Hold on, let me do this the easy way.
Hey, I'm looking at the Wikipedia, and it's like in every state except maybe 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah, map. Yahoo driving directions.
If that song is in my head tomorrow, I'm going to personally come hunt you down.
If that's what is in your head?
If that song gets stuck in my head tomorrow, I'm going to hunt you down.
What song?
I'm not even going to repeat it, because if I repeat it, then it's guaranteed to be stuck in my head.
Okay, here we go. Oh, then it's only 15 miles.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but then I gotta go back home.
That's true.
So then it's like over 50 miles.
All right, let me see if I can figure this out.
I don't think my mother would, you know, go.
All right, so you're saying it's 15 miles from work.
Yes.
How far is work from you?
About 20 miles.
I don't even want to try to figure out the logistics of what you're talking about. It's too far. You're not going to go to Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You just have to look at pictures.
You know what really stinks is? My last job that I worked at,
mm-hmm.
I was closer.
Gosh, you were so close, yet you never went.
I never knew about it.
Well, you know, I'm hoping. Oh, I'm getting bored with our conversation, so I'm just going to move on. I'm hoping with the new ponies arriving soon that we will see new Happy Meal or whatever you want to call it, kids meal prizes with the new ponies. I'm in need of seeing pony advertisement that's new and interesting. So that's what we have to look forward to. I think it's supposed to happen next month, doesn't it? Well, maybe not the Happy Meal stuff, but the new pony product.
New pony is coming out as of about the same time that the show is coming out, so it'll be around the 10th of October.
You know, before we bid adieu to the horridness that was the G7s, or the core 7s, the G7s. Gosh, I jumped ahead a few decades. the Core 7s. I never did get the Pinkie Pie with the crazy curly hair that was only available as a bonus to other, I want to say maybe it was the real long-haired ponies. You know what I'm talking about? Did you see that Pinkie Pie? With the crazy curled, like tight curled.
Oh, you mean the one that was, let me see. What she was trying to mimic.
The other pony, the other G3. There's only one G3 that I know of that has that kind of crazy hair, and I think that was Precious Gem.
Hold on.
That was a long hair pony. And it's super, super curly. It's like tight curls, ringlets, little tiny ringlet curls that just go everywhere. And
hold on, I can tell you in a second.
Pinkie Pie.
I started collecting in 05.
Was released with that crazy hair, but she was only like as a bonus to, I want to say, the one of the long hair Core 7s, the ones with
she was fancy hair. She was a fancy hair pony, and yes, she was Precious Gems.
Right, that kind of hair. There was a Pinkie Pie with that kind of hair. And again, she was released as only an exclusive with, if you bought this other Core 7 deal. And I could never bring myself to spend the 10 or 15, whatever ridiculous dollars it was, for this other pony that I really, really, really didn't want, and let alone it was Pinkie Pie. But I really kind of thought the hair was cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I never even bothered getting her. It was one of the things I never get. And how much you want to bet that's going to bite me in the butt in 10 years? Because I have a feeling. Because I never see them. I never see them online. I don't see them in stores. She's going to be like one of the ones that 10 years, 20 years from now, everybody's going to be like, that's the one everybody needs. And, of course, she's going to be one I didn't get because I'm like, eh, I don't want to spend the $10. That's the story of my collecting life, you know. And just now, since the Core 7 is basically going to be a thing of the past, I thought now might be a good time to mention a few things to reminisce about that we might actually miss, maybe, on some level. And that was
I'll miss Star Song and Sweetie Belle.
Oh, God, I'm not going to miss them.
I thought
and,
they
you know, they didn't
you.
Say, I don't think they had said that they're absolutely going to be gone. I don't think they're, like, disappearing off the face of the planet. I think so. I thought they said they were going to keep some of the Core 7.
No.
No.
Core 7
completely
is
gone.
Gone. They are coming out with 40 completely new characters with returning old characters.
Well, that could be the old character.
I think the old characters meaning Applejack and Spike.
Wow. Maybe. Well, that would just be super cool. Oh, yeah, there we go. Pinkie Pie, baby Pinkie Pie has that crazy curly hair, too. So now, now that they're not going to make them anymore...
There's a baby Pinkie Pie.
You haven't seen baby Pinkie Pie?
No.
Oh, come on. You know, the newborn cuties that they came out with last year.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Pinkie Pie has that curly hair.
They all had that curly hair.
Yeah, but, you know. So now I'm going to have to find the weird Pinkie Pie. And that just...
Ms. Gatman, we are in pony limbo, seeing as how there is no Halloween pony to tide us over until the new release.
Yeah, pony limbo. And, you know, it's all that stuff, they're all going on... They're going on clearance. You go to any of the stores, and they're all on the end caps, and Wait, we do have the mermaids, those little inky-dinky-binky mermaid things that kind of made, like, a little bit of a showing, but I haven't really seen anything else about them. Have you? It was like kind of like they all came out, and then we're all like, oh, they found them, but I don't know that they ever found the, what am I thinking here?
The castle.
The
playset.
The castle. Yeah, that was the only thing I remember seeing out of all that that looked interesting was that dang castle, and I don't recall.
I saw the castle at the convention, as it was being given away as prizes.
Right, I remember that, but I haven't seen it released in stores. So maybe that will be one of the things that comes out in the meanwhile. And you know what? I'm on the My Little Pony Land site, and I cannot find information for the crazy curly hair Pinkie Pie. She has like disappeared from the universe.
Oh, dear, speaking of crazy curly hair, darn it. I guess I shouldn't have took her out of the box and put her up.
Who? What?
Precious Gem.
What about her?
Because by now I'm sure she's full of dust, and I'm just thinking of it now. How in the world am I going to clean her hair without washing it and washing out the curls?
You're not. You're going to shake her in the air vigorously. you're going to do what they do you know what? I bet if you ask Pony Genie, she'll tell you how to do it. Because you probably got to do what you do with, like, silk flowers or something. You put them in a bag, and there's, like, something you add, and you shake them around, and there you go. They're clean. You're probably going to have to go and do something like that.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about it as I'm looking up, because ever since I put my ponies up on the shelves and stuff, I haven't really had the time to actually take them down and clean them and stuff. They've all just been happily sitting up on display.
Yeah, you know what? Crazy Hair Pinkie Pie is nowhere to be found, and now I'm going to have to find her. And I'll bet you she's going to be like a stupid amount of money. The only Pinkie Pie that I could probably even care about getting. Well, I mean, I have a couple of the Pinkie Pies just because there was 50 million of them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to get her.
Yeah, I mean, I have Pinkie Pie. I just don't have that Pinkie Pie, and now I've got to find her. Unbelievable. I'm going to have to make a post. Because she's not on eBay either. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess we've really about exhausted people's attention span, I would think, with random talking. Unless you think we can be yet more riveting.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Are we getting yelled at? What? Uh-oh.
Miss Gatman did the angry face and the word broke next to it.
Broke. See, that woman's delay totally messes me up. She's probably responding to something we said a minute ago, which is like forever ago in my mind because I never remember stuff I say. I'm going to have to actually go do some investigative work here. Well,
can we call some ponies?
Yeah, we're yawning on our own show. It's like a hint.
Sorry. As I said, it's amazing. I slept in this morning, but yeah, I don't feel like I slept in.
You got up at the wrong time, that's why.
Ha, 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 ha. No, but, well, I woke up at 11:30-ish, and I'd gone to bed at about, crap, I don't even remember what time I went to bed. I think the second showing of King of the Hill was on Cartoon Network.
I totally wasn't paying attention. King of the Hill, Cartoon Network, what? Why are we talking about that?
Because that's about what time I went to bed.
You woke up. You know that whole 40-minute REM sleep thing where they say, like, you're supposed to, if you get up at the wrong time in that sleep cycle, you'll feel like you're not rested. And I believe that's what happened to you.
Probably what happened to me, because my dog just would not leave me alone this morning. He woke me up at 8:30 this morning and was like, dude, seriously, I'm like, my foot's going to go someplace and you're not going to like it. I'm going to have to take you back to the vet at that point.
There we go. There it is. Bonus pack came with Rainbow Dash Cheerleader Star Song, the long-haired ones. And she's a twice as fancy Pinkie Pie with a really bizarre fancy Pinkie Pie. So that's what she's called. I guess I'm going to have to put out the whole want-to-buy thing and see what happens. Well, you know, I'm tired of hearing myself talk.
So I guess we end this.
Are you tired of hearing yourself talk yet?
Are we ending the show without Pony Snacks then?
Oh, gosh, Pony Snacks. What was I thinking? See, I don't have to talk if I do that. I can just eat.
There you go.
Pony Snack time. Get your Pony Snacks. And I got my Pony Snacks. Yummy, 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 yummy. Kitten! Kitten! Fly! Kitten doesn't want Pony Snacks. There's something seriously wrong with this picture. The adult is eating the candy and the kid is like, you don't want any. Alright, we're going to go beat her now and we're going to force Pony Snacks into her. Where is she?
Oh, that's wrong.
Pony Snacks. But look, it's your favorite. It's the orange one. Open mouth.
Yummy.
Squishy, squishy. Yay. Chew, chew. Chew. I squished it between your... I don't want to hurt you. Come on. Just, it's in your mouth. You don't even think about... No, just chew. Chew.
Yes, My Little Pony. Fuck, where we...
Hold still.
Promote. Shoving...
All right, so Kitten has protected in... Put it in your mouth and eat it. Hold still. Tomcat, we've got a wasp on the curtain in Kitten's room. Can you come with us, please?
You're a moth?
There's like a little itty-bitty... It's like asleep. And we have to do something about it. Well, the sack, get back down. If you're moving around, you might wake him up. No, yuck, ew, eat. Then your mouth all squished up. Wow, that would have sucked. If you would have, like, in the middle of the night, got stung by a wasp.
Oh, a wasp. I thought you said
a wasp, yes. I just turned on the light, came in here to force feed her a Pony Snack, and there's a wasp on the curtain. Oh, here, no. Yeah, I didn't want her to move and, like, disturb it at first, so carefully move away from the wasp.
Okay, a wasp I can understand calling the husband, but not a moth.
It's alive. It moved. Wait, the fan's going to come on too? Or just the light? Don't. Be careful. Do not get stung. Yeah, I know. When they're, like, stunned and they're mad and their little stinger goes, like, in and out, like a little drill hammer, and they're going to get you. Tweezers?
Tweezers out of the bathroom.
Well, I was closer. Who cares who got them? Here. He's now extracting the wasp. Careful. I'm just messing with him. Well, it is alive. Just. Ooh. He's really unhappy. Go get rid of him. Stop torturing the thing and go put him out of his misery and all that. Yikes, man. That's not what you want to see when you turn on the lights. Okay.
No. You want to know what's bad is when you're driving and all of a sudden in from the window suddenly zooms at you a bee and it lands right in between your boobs.
Oh,
and you're driving.
Well, no, driving, that would be very, very bad. But that's happened to Kitten. Kitten does not have a whole lot of luck when it comes to wasps. We were driving down the road once.
Yeah. No.
In the car, went up her shorts, and stung her 3 times.
Ow.
And then she put her hand in there because she was like, crud, you know, what the heck? Put her hand in there, and then it stung her hand. While I'm driving, all of a sudden my child starts screaming bloody murder, you know, and that takes you aback as well. Because then you're like, oh, crap, there's something wrong with my baby. The world is coming to an end. You start to panic, and you have to hurry up and pull over and jump out of the car and drop her shorts.
No, so here's the thing. I was the one doing the driving.
Yeah, that would be a bad distraction.
When the bee came in and I started screaming.
Which I'm sure really did something for the bee.
Yeah, it was just kind of like sitting there kind of like, what the hell, you're bigger than me. But yeah, my mother's sitting in the passenger seat going, what is wrong? Bee, 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 bee. So luckily she smokes, so this is the first time I was...
Luckily she smokes?
The first and last time I'll ever say this, so she had a car ashtray. You know that one with that little lid that snaps up and down? So she grabbed that, and she scooped it up just as it was about to sting.
Ooh.
And pulled it in.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, she blew smoke on your area and put the bee to sleep or something like that. But that's better.
No.
That's better. She got the bee.
She got the bee, and we held it all the way home. Now, mind you, we were only maybe about 3 miles away from where I worked. So we went about 17 miles with this thing in the ashtray. We get home, you would think the thing would have suffocated. The thing was still alive.
All right, well, on that lovely note, I need to actually leave a couple minutes early. So for me, it's going to have to be pony bye-byes.
All right. Until next week, I guess it will be pony bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Wait. Are we alone? I think we are. Yikes. This isn't as fun as I thought it would be. Okay, I'm going to go run away and hide now. Bye.